90210ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to 90210ONG with my beautiful co-stars, my fabulous best friend, Jenny Garth, and the one and only Sissany plus one.
Hi. Plus one that doesn't speak yet.
Hi, gals. Good to see you all. Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's the last episode of season one.
Yeah.
It's the finale.
It's the finale. I thought last week's episode was the finale because it kind of felt like a finale. But this week is the finale.
Oh, this really did.
Home Alone? No, Home Again. You can't go. What's the name of it?
It was Home Again.
Home Again. This was a good one.
It was.
But you know what? We should talk about, we have our special exciting wrap party live event coming up on April 26th at 5 p.m. And we really want you guys to come and celebrate with us. Come to our wrap party. We're going to, you know, have you guys walk the red carpet because everybody does that when they go to a premiere or a wrap party or something.
And someone asked me like, oh, is this live in person? Because there's a red carpet. Oh,
I wish. Next year, we'll be able to do something bigger and better. But this year, we're doing what we can. We're going to have friends join us. Who knows who they'll be? I don't even know.
Not even us. No. Nope. We don't even know.
Whatever
we'll
it
know
is.
The day before.
Yeah. We're going to party like it's 1991 and you guys are going to love it. So get your tickets. Where can they get the tickets? Tickets.
onlocationlive.com/90210.
Get your tickets, coming with us. Celebrate. We're so happy that this is our wrap party for season one. Oh.
We're going to tell you of wrap parties from the past.
Ooh. What if somebody gets too wasted and they can't watch the next episode?
That never happens at wrap parties.
You know,
no,
Sissany
never. No one ever gets drunk.
Sissany
at wrap
likes
parties.
To get drunk.
Oh. Man, if I could, I would.
You can vicariously live through us because we're going to get wasted.
I can't wait.
On life. But you guys, also don't forget to get your merch. You still have time to wear it to the live event. I am wearing our t-shirt right now, which is Donna and Kelly Forever. By the way, you guys, if you thought the sweatshirt was cozy, the t-shirt is so cozy and it's cut real. Whoa.
Whoa, you just flashed as your boobs.
Don't look there. No
one
looked
there. Boobs. That was nice. Thank you.
I'm trying to show that it's like a nice, it's not cropped, but it's like a good length to wear with jeans or sweats or shorts and a skirt. It's so cute. It's so cozy. I've been wearing it every day. I was saying
she really likes it, you guys.
I usually wear it out with like a kimono so people don't think I'm a narcissist with Donna and Kelly on my chest all the time. But get our merch. Our merch at myfanthreads.com/90210ONG.
Speaking of OMG, somebody was in a magazine in a bathing suit recently.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me, and it wasn't Sissany. It was you. You made this list of like sexy ladies in their one-piece bathing suits. Hubba hubba.
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. You look so stinking cute. Mm-hmm. I can't handle it.
We all know it. After baby, sometimes it's hard to wear a bikini again. You can't always go back. Except you wear a bikini really well.
No.
My best friend wears a red bikini that's so hot.
You sealed the deal. I'm getting a one piece this year. There's no more bikini for me. I'm too old for that.
Stop it.
It's time to come to terms with it.
No, that's only a mindset. Mm-hmm. She looks so good in a bikini. But I do love this article only because it's proof that one pieces aren't, you know, when we were young, we'd be like, oh, moms wear one pieces. Like old people wear one pieces. Like the one piece is really cool and sexy. And they have really gorgeous ones nowadays.
There's so
great
many
colors
out there now. It's very exciting. And
I mean, if Jenna Dewan wears it, hello, then it's sexy. We know that.
I love a good one piece.
But you should be very proud of your photograph in that list there. Who did the list? It was like InStyle or something? No.
Us Magazine.
Us Magazine.
Yeah.
You,
Lizzo's on the list. Great. Christy Brinkley. Obviously Tori. And you guys shot it at the Paseo Hotel in Huntington Beach, right?
Yeah. It was a nice little staycation. Really fun.
Aww. Well, you look great. And I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, your legs look amazing too. Get it.
Thanks. I mean, I was sucking it in for all it's worth, but you know what?
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Sometimes just being real.
Suck it in. Suck it up. Suck it
if
in.
If people only knew just how miserable we were when these pictures are taken.
Yeah. Well, you can see it. I mean, Jen knows me. She can see it on my face.
Yeah, I can tell you're not breathing.
Not breathing. Do you That's get okay. it yet?
Yeah. Yeah. They got it. They got it. You look great.
Perfect. Oh, it's pretty.
So this is our last season. Like I said, season one, episode 22. It's called Home Again. And it aired on May 9th, 1991. Why don't you tell us? Yeah. Tell us all about it.
Synopsis of this episode. Jim is offered a promotion that requires a move back to Minneapolis. Dylan is devastated but wants to try a long-distance relationship with Brenda, while Andrea tells Brandon she thinks they should take a step to commemorate their relationship. Commemorate.
It was directed by Charles Braverman and written by Darren Star and Amy Spies. This, like we talked about before, felt like a second finale to the season almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you always think of finales as like big episodes. And the spring dance was a big episode, a huge dance. This was more like a quieter one, but kind of like a scary, like almost like, is a cliffhanger going to happen? What's going to happen here?
Well, first of all, it started out with a bang with the fight scene. I just want to say that fight scene looked really real. And that was that the first fight scene that we've had in the show so far?
I think a fight scene. I know that there's been punches here and there, but not like actual fights.
You know, the guys get so excited when it's fight scene time.
Oh my God. You know, Ian was like, I'll do my own stunts.
Yeah, he did. He was like, I got this. And there was probably a stunt coordinator there.
I will be Sharknado.
Really? But he really did a good job. It looked so real. I thought it was real, and I know it wasn't.
It was good. Good stuff.
But it was weird that, of course, Brandon comes to break it up because he would. And where were the teachers? There's nothing, that works at the school anymore.
No adults.
Apparently, they didn't have any background actors that day to fill that role. So they just had Brandon come in and break it up. So this whole episode is like Jim gets this big news from his work and he thinks he's getting fired. They invite him. He gets invited to the lunch, you know, and they say that's a bad thing. If you get invited to lunch, it means you're getting the axe. But he gets invited to lunch, which is weird that it's not in a restaurant. It's in an executive dining room, the guy called it. I've never been in one of those. It looked kind of boring.
Like a cafeteria, right?
I guess so. You know, my ex-father-in-law, Pino, worked in an executive dining room as the head waiter, head guy for years and years and years. Actually, the Merrill Lynch building in New York City. So I know those rooms do exist and the execs do. Instead of like going out of the office to eat, they go up there and they get served on and waited on. And it's very plush. So that must have been.
I wonder if they still exist.
Like the Soho House for executives.
Yeah.
The Soho House without the fun.
Or the decor.
Uh-huh. So that was fun. He doesn't get fired, though. He gets...
There's a twist.
Yeah. He gets a promotion. So back at the homestead, the Walshes are...
My homestead, I like that.
The Walshes are doing some spring garden. Anna's back, the housekeeper.
Yeah.
I thought she got a different job or something. Didn't she?
Really? Did she?
I felt like... I don't know.
It was one of her last scenes when she took her niece and they were all fighting. That was one of the last times we saw her, right?
Well, she's back and she still has no lines, which is kind of messed up, but okay. That scene made me laugh in the kitchen, though, when Brandon and Steve come in and Steve's wearing an eye patch.
I mean, so over the top.
Why was he wearing the eye patch?
Because he had a fight.
From the fight.
He must have gotten punched in the eyeball and it fell out, so he had to put an eye patch on. But it was funny because Kelly cracks on him, and she's like, "Oh, look, it's Captain Hook." And then Steve says, "Isn't that what they used to call you before you got your nose job?" I love that evil banter.
I thought, honestly, I didn't get it. And I was like, wait, did something happen to Ian? Like, did he like get punched in real life? Or did he have like something rough happen? Oh. He had to wear an eye patch. They wrote it in. No.
Just a fight.
I think so. The eye patch was basically essentially what to get to the joke was, about your nose.
I don't, maybe you're right. Maybe it was something I'd really, maybe Ian had pink eye in real life, or maybe he had a sty. Or
it could happen.
I don't know.
We should ask.
Because they do that sometimes. They will make you wear an eye patch. I remember Kelly Clarkson had an eye patch on for the longest time.
Yes.
On her show this mm-hmm. season. Because she got hurt or something.
We should ask him. So Cindy Walsh, sustaining the earth.
With her gardening skills?
And recycling and, right, that's the next scene. But yeah, like I just felt like she was so like, all about taking care of the earth and the environment. This whole episode was all about Mother Earth, right?
She's a good lady.
I didn't know they recycled in 1991. That's good.
Well, Cindy Walsh did, so.
She did. She was ahead of the game. See, the show was always ahead of the curve.
Always.
What about, so then they have to go to Minneapolis. He says, no, but we have to go back to Minneapolis.
Dun, I would dun, freak dun. Out.
That's a bomb.
You like,
yeah. That's a huge bomb he just drops. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that he made the family, make it a family decision. Like,
okay.
Like, does that real life?
Does
like,
that ever happen?
No.
No one ever asked me what I wanted when I was a kid.
Never.
They just told me what was going to happen. Unfortunately, I do that to my kids now. I give them way too much power. And like, I ask for their advice or their opinions on things.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because I want them to feel heard. But yeah. No one did that to me.
Mm-hmm. He didn't seem like that type. I mean, he never does in any other episode. But this episode, he's like, we're going to do this together. He had to know what they were going to choose.
Mm-hmm. Brenda says, just because someone knocks doesn't mean you have to open the door. I like that line. But yeah.
So then he ends up doing what he wants to do anyways, because he's doubled the salary.
Yeah, because blind ballots never work when there's four people. Hello.
I was thinking that too.
I was like, how's that gonna work out, Jim? Even Cindy wanted to stay in Beverly Hills, and she only has one friend, Anna. So she's really got nothing to lose, but she does not want to go back to the cold weather. Apparently she likes her gardening life.
Yeah.
I know, she was all into aprons and gardening in this episode. Driving home, how she's really fit in here and become a Beverly Hills stay-at-home mom.
But Jim, he just likes that money too much. He finds out that they're going to give him double the salary. Mm-hmm. So it's like, screech. Okay, change gears. We're moving.
I wonder how much that was. I wish they would have told us.
I know. I was kind of curious. Like, he's getting driven around by a limo and all these perks.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking in my mind, like, what would their house in Minnesota look like? If they can live in a house like that in Beverly Hills.
You're right.
The house that they're going to live in Minnesota must be like a magnificent manor. Don't you think?
I would think so.
Maybe with an indoor bowling alley. I don't know.
Mm. The crown.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
That your dream?
It's not my dream. It's just her reality.
That's how I grew up. We had a bowling alley.
Did you ever use it?
We did. My dad was actually like a big bowler, I guess, which I didn't know. Because I was like, why are we getting... I was so embarrassed by it all. My brother was like... We were the opposite at the time, and now we're the opposite now. But at the time, he was like, oh, this is great. I can bring my friends. And I was just like, this is so embarrassing. But yeah, my dad had engraved bowling balls, engraved shoes, every size. Did you ever bowl there, Jen?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Shannon did. I guess you didn't get that invite.
Yeah, well, you know, you were busy. You were busy with your friends.
I barely used it, though. Yeah, but...
What other fun perks were in the manor?
There was an arcade. There was a doll museum.
I'm sorry. What?
I know. Me too. No. My growing up, my mom loved Madame Alexander dolls. No one probably even knows what they are now. They're really expensive, collectible dolls, porcelain, and they were a big deal. And I used to get one every birthday, but I couldn't touch it. And then she took my dolls and basically put them in a museum because she was like, well, you didn't like them. And I was like, no, I wanted the Barbies I could cut the hair off.
What do you mean a museum? Like a room in the house that was a dedicated museum or an actual museum?
She called it a museum. I mean, they didn't sell tickets. Like you couldn't. I mean, you could have, though. It was like, it was a huge, gigantic room. And they were in all these glass cases by size because there were dolls from this size to dolls this size. She had them labeled by decade and they had uplighting. So when you would come in, there would be like uplighting on the
dolls. Creepy.
So it was like a museum.
Was it a scary room?
That's a nightmare.
I'd be creeped out.
Yeah.
Hell,
I don't want to go there.
Yeah. And then it actually opened one of the walls and you could go through the back like workings of the house where all of like the machinery and stuff was.
It's like creepy. Disneyland, your house. Jeez.
Yeah, my friends and I liked the back way, not the museum. Okay, back to the Walshes.
Back to the Walsh. You know what? Okay, what about our girl, Andrea?
She really came out with all her claws.
Like forward.
Offering up her flower, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ew, I cannot believe you just said that. That is so gross.
Sorry, that's really gross. She offered to give Brandon her when she was on the carousel, she was so cute, though. She was, like, going up and down and smiling. I just wanted to squish her.
Giggle. Uh-huh. Yeah, the giggle.
So she's
just... She never said she was a virgin, right?
No.
I mean, we knew it, right? But...
I mean, we speculated.
Did she say right. Slumber party? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I've already released that episode from my memories.
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I guess we're just assuming that Andrea, like a wallflower, you know, smart girl, was a virgin, but maybe she wasn't, and she just wanted to do it with Brandon.
Maybe
before he left.
She really loves him. Like she has, crushing. You know, very strong bond to him. But oh man, on the carousel.
Yeah, and then she goes, "Ta-da!
Ta-da!"
Holding her teddy bear.
Cute. Really cute. But the whole plan, though, the whole like, they're gonna meet up and at her house, but then her house isn't available, so she doesn't know where to go. They don't have a place to do it.
Yeah, so built
up. Dad's poker night on Sunday nights, you know.
I didn't even know she had a dad. I thought she lived with her grandma.
I was thinking the same thing.
This her personal life really confuses me.
Me too. So I had to like think back. Maybe she was just saying the reason she got into West Beverly High is because she uses her grandmother's address. Could that be it? And we just assume she lived with her grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
The address. Yeah.
But we never see her parents, right?
No, but there's a later episode where the school starts questioning it and then she has to like fake her whole living situation there. I remember.
And Lainey Kazan played her grandma. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. This is true. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Sorry, spoiler.
She just used her grandma's address, but lives with her parents. We have confirmation on that, people.
Yeah.
Lightning speed confirmation. I love
that's right. Lightning. And her mom has one evening gown and her dad plays poker on Sunday nights. Poker. This is all we know about Andrea Zuckerman's home life.
Right. So Brandon says, here's the key to the beach pit. We can basically do it on the counter. Or the booth or the grill. I don't know what they're planning, but I just want to say why would the peach pit be closed on a Sunday?
I know.
That's like the biggest, day in a restaurant, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Sorry, that didn't work for me.
I don't know.
And I kept thinking like there was nowhere else. They couldn't go to a friend's house. They couldn't I don't know, somewhere. And then I was like, can't they rent like a motel? But Brandon's working a job. Yeah, I know. I guess no. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
And did he decide to actually go through with it with Andrea after he had his conversation with Brenda about how she was having sex with Dylan?
Yeah, that was suspect.
Like, it was a weird, like, the way it was basically like the next scene. He was like, all right, Andrea, I'll do it. I'm in.
Because my sister's already having sex. I don't know.
Yeah, it was almost like he was
like
jealous.
He got competitive. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's weird.
But I do love it when Andrea does show up to see him at work and she's wearing her best blazer and she's brought her little agenda book. She's rifling through the pages trying to schedule it.
It was chock full.
So good.
Oh my gosh. But I got to say that scene though at the school, at the lockers, when he like pounds the locker and then he comes back and he's like, let's, you know, he's in. I was like, oh, that was like very un-Brandon. Like,
yeah, he stepped just like, it up.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Is that the scene
sexy.
Where they're standing
they
in front of the, yes, they're yeah. standing in front of the giant poster that says, go for it.
They had a lot of kisses this episode. They very did. Loud kisses.
In mm-hmm. very, like, all the face squished kisses, like lots of lips and.
I mean, in front of the peach pit, if I heard one more, I was going to vomit.
You love
they look great
sounds.
Together, but it's just I wanted them to be together. Those sounds, I feel like they should have taken the sounds out. Like, oh.
So she didn't know about the party, or was she just pretending that she didn't know about it?
She didn't know about it until like last minute, I think.
Oh, okay.
When Kelly kind of throws her, she says Kelly threw a wrench in their plans, basically, and said, "Oh, we're gonna have a surprise
party."
See,
I misunderstood. I thought she like told Kelly what was happening, and then Kelly, and then Kelly's like, psych, when they get here, I'm throwing this party.
That's what I thought too. That no. Kelly kind of was harsh. Like, you're not gonna be having sex with Brandon. I'm not gonna stop to that.
Well, I don't know, but it was true that the scene on the beach with, well, I don't know. My husband again was watching this episode with me, and he can't help himself from critiquing the, when Dylan goes surfing, he cannot keep it inside. And he has so much to say about the way he carries his board and the way he sets it down on the beach and the shoes he's wearing. And I'm like, can you stop, please?
That's so funny because my husband watched it with me too. And he was like, you could tell that's not him surfing. Like, that's the only thing he said the whole episode. Why are they so fascinated with that?
I don't know. They just want to knock him down. Come on,
guy. Think
jealous.
But it wasn't. It wasn't him surfing. It was, what was his name? Greg?
Yeah, I think so. His stand-in.
Mm-hmm. And they used that opening shot all throughout the series, like as one of Dylan's like opening shots. And every time I was like, I could so see it's not him.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break and come back with that. So hold your thought.
Okay, guys, we're back. Let's talk about Brandon on the beach wearing all of his clothes.
He was wearing like Lakers. He had yellow and purple
high top sneakers. And Steve is also dressed fully in a man blouse and trousers on the beach.
I'm like, you know what? Go to your tankini or whatever he wore before, because that like tight but blousy like quarter shirt, I was not into that at all.
Yeah,
that
I was
should
just
be banished.
Really confused. Like even when Brandon was laying there and he had that dream, which we'll get to in a second, when he was still wearing all of his clothes, and then Steve comes up and he's still wearing all of his clothes, and I was just really confused. Like, what were they doing on the beach while they were wearing all their clothes? Did they get sand in their shoes?
You're right.
That's another.
Did
thing
you
that
hear another PC un-PC moment?
Yes, I heard it.
Again. So you know what? I think that last episode, Spring Dance, when they said the M word, which we're not allowed to say because it's not PC, I think it was scripted because it was in there again.
Apparently, yeah. Was it okay to say that when in the 1991?
Maybe. It must have been.
It must have been.
I think it wasn't a bad thing then. They wouldn't have done it if it please. Like they were so like PC. Well, not really. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know what made me feel bad is Steve said it to Brandon. And, you know, Steve's like super, super tall. And Brandon is not the tallest. And he called this guy he was fighting next to his friend who, that's insulting.
Do you think Brandon like took it personally at all? Or did it flicker a little trigger in him? Like, ouch.
I don't know. But I just think it's not cool. Like...
Oh, you're funny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I guess so. What about Brandon's dream, though? That was an OMG moment for me because I thought for a second it was actually happening. But then I realized that lighting, they never did the lighting like that unless it was like a dream. And her getup, her whole
Vavavooey.
I actually loved it, except for the hair. And I was like, oh, why did they put her hair up in a little scrunchy thing? Like, I wanted her hair down. And I got to be honest, when I watched that scene, all I could think of is this, was this intentional with BH90210? When Jason and Jenny have that dream sequence in the peach pit where you're standing there all seductively. And he comes in. It was the exact same setup. Did we plan it that way?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I didn't never I even knew this scene existed. This Brandon's dream about Andrea. But I liked it.
I liked it too.
He must have known.
I was hoping he was going to like throw her on the counter. Like, go at her, and then throw him on the counter, maybe. Actually,
I don't think that they're tall enough to get up there, honestly.
Okay.
Just saying. I mean,
and then he woke up. I thought it was interesting that he had like a sexual-ish dream and he woke up face down, because we know what would have been happening if he had woken up face up. That's all I'm saying.
Ew. That's all I'm saying. Ew.
What do you mean? The sleep erection is
ew, because he's like at the beach.
Men can't control it.
I don't want to see that on my program. I don't want to see Brandon's boner.
I was looking for it.
Keep looking.
Does that happen?
Oh my God, sis. I can't believe you're asking this question.
I mean, men always talk about it, that they wake up in the morning with a boner.
No, that's not what she's talking about. I'm asking, like, in the acting world, when you have makeout scenes or really intense love scenes, like, I feel like you've asked this question before.
I feel like you've asked this question before, and I feel like you just want to talk about it some more.
I probably do.
Feel like she's asked this.
No, maybe someone else did. I don't know.
I think I asked you this when you when you and Jason had the scene in BH90210.
Yeah. No, Sissany wants to know if when you're filming a love scene or a makeout scene, if you ever feel a certain
poke coming through.
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to happen because men, first of all, it's not like they're doing it on purpose. They can't control it. Women are
lucky. That's what I'm
saying. I feel sad for them because, you know, in their minds, they're like, if they are turned on with a girl, which men are turned on by
when
most
the wind
women,
blows.
Right? It's just in general. They can't control it, and they're probably like, please don't get an erection. Please don't get an erection. While they're trying to act, it's got to suck.
Yeah.
So it's never happened personally to you,
too?
I don't
think it's happened to me.
It's happened to me.
Oh.
Was it during a series or a TV movie?
I've had it happen to me a number of times. Like, yeah.
Like on a
TV. Okay, now you're bragging.
I'm not bragging. It's not something you want to brag about. Trust me. No. It's just, it's so awkward and like.
It has to be.
I don't like it.
Ew.
I'm turning red for you. What's wrong with me then? I'm so mad right now.
Oh my God. Maybe you just didn't feel it. You didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Like it was a micro boner? What do you mean?
Maybe they had micro boners.
Don't be mad. We'll make it happen. Let's create a show and get you some actor boner.
Promise?
Yeah.
Well, Brandon did not get one on the beach.
Never happens.
Yeah, okay. Brandon didn't get one on the beach because he was face down. I can't believe we're talking about this. I can't. But anyway, moving on. Yeah.
Speaking of the beach, well, actually, one more thing from the beach. And I don't even think it was that same scene, but it was when Brenda and Dylan were talking. And now, ever since you said it a few episodes ago of when you can notice when the voices are dubbed, was that a part where their voices were dubbed again?
We had to do that a lot on the beach because.
Okay, I figured it was so different.
Yeah, it was all too loud.
If you thought you heard it, you probably did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of that. When I watch this episode, it's so fun to know how they shoot it, because obviously all the scenes at the beach, at the pier with Andre and Brandon, at the beach with Steve and Brandon, at the beach with Dylan and Brenda and Brandon, those are all like on location scenes. So those were all shot in the same day. So out of order, you know what I mean? So I love watching that because you know that was just one day out of 7 days shooting.
Wait till we get to the beach club episodes. I can't believe they never thought of that. Like, let's do a whole, you know,
season.
season, basically, of outdoor shots at the beach. Yeah. God, ADR must have been so expensive for that. wait, can I just say one more thing about the fashion in this? So Brandon's wearing purple shorts, right? Or is he have a purple top on and yellow shorts?
Purple shorts.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut to back home and Cindy's packing and she has purple shorts on too.
And a Magic Mountain hat on.
Didn't you guys see that? She's so LA now.
Yeah. She has a Six Flags Magic Mountain hat. Magic Mountain, for those of you who don't know, is like a amusement park, a theme park here with ginormous roller coasters. And I really can't picture Cindy going to it.
No.
No, not at all.
I'd like to see that episode though. Be like Wally's World? No, what was that? What? Where did the Griswolds go?
Wally World.
It's Wally World, right?
Yeah. Wally World.
That was a
I'd
good
love
one.
To see the Walshes do that. Oh, that'd be fun. I don't know if we're here yet, but we're probably not. When Brenda is breaking up with Dylan in bed.
Yeah.
Is it me or did they show the exterior of a restaurant at night with lights on the front of a restaurant and then cut to them in bed?
It was a very weird exterior shot to establish Dylan's, bungalow, which didn't look right.
But usually they'll show the hotel. It looked like a restaurant.
Because he lived in like a craftsman cottage type place.
It wasn't that place.
No.
No, not yet.
A different exterior.
I'm telling you, it was a restaurant. It looks like a scene got cut. And then they threw it to that one. I don't know.
Yeah, it jumped right into that scene. Like all of a sudden we were in bed with them and they were
something got cut and they forgot to take the exterior shot out.
They were naked and she was already crying.
Yes.
I felt like we missed something. Maybe they cut out the scene, the sex scene.
Oh, the sex?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was all right.
It was already like, you know, risque at that time to be showing two high school students.
Yeah.
Post-coital.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
She was like, I just want it one last time and then I'm going to break up with you. Bye. She was really good in that scene though.
Mm-hmm. She was crying big tears.
Yeah. It made me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Were you guys watching this episode? And even though you know the outcome that like, obviously they're not going to move. Like, you're still in it. Like, I was still so invested. Like, oh my gosh, I wonder what's going to happen.
Yes.
I was so in it. I actually cried at the end when they decided to stay. Like, I didn't know that was going to happen.
I know.
I was like, why am I feeling emotion right now? I know that there's another season. I know there's nine more seasons.
Same.
I didn't cry, but I was so happy for the gang.
I got teared up with all their little messages,
Dylan's speech.
The video, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew it would be a tearjerker?
Mm-hmm. It was cute. It was a good, ending for a first season. And then a little mini cliffhanger.
Wait, right okay. We both have something to say. Go ahead.
I'm still in the party scene.
At the peach pit. All right, go ahead.
I love how they were already like thinking ahead, like incorporating David. Who has not been incorporated really with the gang the entire season?
Well, they needed somebody to video
Palm Springs.
Tape it. Yeah, they always have him there when they need someone for the video footage.
Yeah. Right. But I feel like they were setting it up like, okay, here's our main cast going forward.
Yeah.
And Scott was not there. But oh my God, the video messages, your voice was so much higher. It was so cute. Your little message was so cute. I think that's when I almost teared up because you were so adorable in that.
She said something like about being less of a bitch since she met Brenda.
But it didn't even seem like a line. I felt like I was just watching little baby Jenny. Just, it was so cute. I loved that. And I was really into my pants in that scene. I got to say, like the bodysuit and like the blousy pants. Felt a little more like a Brenda outfit, but I was into it. Brenda was dressed kind of differently, didn't you think?
She was a little more subdued. Yeah. I felt like her looks were a little more subdued throughout this episode.
Yeah.
And more Shannon than Brendan, maybe.
Yes, that's exactly it.
A little bit more Shannon than Brenda.
I couldn't figure out what it was. That's exactly it. she was starting to, she was like, okay, feeling my power here. I'm going to like kind of.
I'm not wearing that. I'm wearing this.
Yeah.
So suck it.
And we were both just like, okay, whatever you want, put us in.
I'll wear it. I don't like it, but I'll wear it.
Dylan continued with the man blouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jim says at the Peach Pit, home is where the heart is, not the highest paycheck.
That's not true.
I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
He's got it good. He's living on that company salary. The company's paying for his house. Company's paying for his car.
But can you do that? Can you just tell them, like, to your boss, like, sorry, I'm not going to take that job you want me to do. I'm just going to keep the job I have now. Like, I feel like they'd be like, you're fired. Like,
maybe. They'd be like, never mind. You can go anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it was bold, mm-hmm. but.
But it made it seem like if that happens, he's going to find another job, or like he's going to do whatever it takes to make it work at that point.
Oh, sweet Jim.
A little softy.
Little dad he always wanted.
Earlier in the episode, I loved when Brandon, when they thought he was getting fired, was like, he stood up and he was like the young boy, like taking over, being the man of the house. He's like, I'll get two jobs. I was like, I love you, Brandon Walsh.
Oh. I know. Such a tight-knit little fam.
Uh-huh. So cute. And Brenda's like, I'll get a job. She didn't mean it.
No, she didn't mean it at all.
She's like, oh, God, the do-gooder.
What like about, okay, so yeah, every season has a cliffhanger, right? Mm-hmm. This
Explain what a cliffhanger is in case the audience does not know.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, it's the last episode. They want to give the audience something really tasty and juicy to hang on to so that the audience keeps their interest over the break, because there's going to be a break before they show new episodes again. So that they put a cliffhanger. I don't know why they call it a cliffhanger. Maybe because it's really exciting to hang from a cliff. I don't know.
Because imagine if you were hanging off a cliff and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Help me. Boom. You end it there. Next episode, you come back. Did she fall or did she get help?
Mm-hmm.
Cliffhanger. Yeah.
That's a long time to hang off of a cliff. I just
yeah, it is.
Want to note. But yeah, so that was a cliffhanger. I was torn between, like, it came up so quickly, and it felt kind of like shallow in a weird way, like a not enough to, I don't know. It didn't feel like it was enough of a cliffhanger for the whole show, the whole season of the show, to anchor on to go into season two. What'd you think?
I agree with that. I almost feel like they should have had the going away party, and like they were like leaving, and Jim then decides, like, at the airport or something, like, you know what, I can't do this.
Like, in season two, like, you find out.
Yeah, they tied it up so quickly. Mm-hmm. Maybe that should have been the cliffhanger. They actually are leaving Beverly Hills, right? And people
ooh,
are like,
I like that better.
Back? I like or that both. Better. Should we go back 30 years and rewrite history?
I know, it should have been both.
Apparently they didn't care about our input. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they have two cliffhangers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like that would have been like a big cliffhanger and then like an emotional like arc for Brenda and Dylan.
We're definitely moving. And I'm having your baby.
What?
I would definitely have tuned
in. In Minneapolis, Dylan.
No, I would have definitely waited.
But as a viewer, you want comfort in a season finale as well. And like, I don't think you would have gotten that comfort if they would have moved. Like, it was nice knowing that they were going to stay. You're like, yay. And you're right. Left kind of happy, you know?
But they could have gotten that. They got the comfort. They had the party. It was all squishy and sentimental and mm-hmm. made us cry. And then they go to the airport. And then she says,
I would have loved to see a mm-hmm. scene at the airport where Brenda's getting on that plane. And then Dylan, like, you know, all the love stories.
Chases after it.
Yes. He's running to get there in time before the plane takes off. And then she's like, no, let me off the plane, and runs and embraces him. Oh, I want to see that.
Or she holds up a sign through the airplane window that says, I'm late.
Okay, wow.
Would that have been good? No. No.
Okay. It's extreme.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, was there anything else in this episode that stood out to you guys? Because otherwise we have questions and some very good ones, actually.
That was it. I mean, it was a pretty good episode, start to finish.
I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good episode. It was chock full. chock mm-hmm. full of fun and emotion.
Mm-hmm. I like seeing the group all together and having their little lunches together. That was sweet.
Oh, so Brenda asked Kelly to move in. And Kelly says, my mom says no. And Donna's like, what are you going to do? But how come she didn't say, well, I can ask my parents. I'm always like, I'm like a middle child. What about me?
Your mom's super uptight. You know that would have never flown.
She could have asked me.
She could have asked.
Anyway.
That's it. Let's hear some questions from our listeners.
Let's do it. All right. Well, let's take a break and okay. we'll come back with that. And if you guys still have any of your favorite lines, we'll do that as well.
Okay, we're back. Let's hear our questions, sis.
Okay, this is always a very interesting one, actually. It's from Rachel. She says, for any show slash movie, are character names chosen at random? Some of these parallels are just crazy to me. Here I go. No, she writes a lot. Jenny Garth played Kelly in 90210. At the same time, Tiffany Thiessen played Kelly in Saved by the Bell, which I know Jenny tried out for as well. Then when Tiffany started in season 5 of 90210, she played Valerie. Fast forward to Jenny starring in What I Like About You, and her character name is Valerie. Then fast forward to 2007 when the movie Alice Upside Down is released, which stars Luke Perry, and his movie love interest is named Kelly.
Rachel, you're like Forensic Files, like investigator. Whoa.
I love it.
But for pop culture, that's pretty...
So interesting.
That's crazy. I think these are all coincidences, but pretty
they've got to
awesome.
Be coincidences. Yeah. I mean, who could see the future? I don't know. It's just a coincidence. People apparently really love the name Kelly, and they love the name Valerie for characters.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But when you played Valerie, did that ever click in your head?
I always did think it was weird that I was Kelly. And at the same time, kind of ish, that show Married with Children was also named Kelly.
Oh, was yes, it? Yes, yes.
Kelly,
with Children.
That was on the same time frame. But Saved by the Bell was the Kelly too.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of Kellys going on at that time. It must have been maybe a really popular name.
It must have been a popular name at the mm-hmm. time. Kelly.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. And then I also did a couple of times think... It was weird when I was on What I Like About You that my character was named Valerie.
Did you ever get asked that in the press? Like, oh, you were on 90210 for 10 years. There was Valerie Malone. And now you play Valerie on this series. No,
they're two totally different Valeries, too. Like, Valerie on 90210 was, like, sexy.
I know,
and
it's just crazy.
Devious.
Yeah, that is yeah. crazy.
And the Valerie on What I Like About You is very type A and...
Mm-hmm.
Funny like that. So totally cuckoo different Valerie. Cuckoo guru.
Good question, Rachel. I love that.
I know. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Andrea or Andrea, however you want to read it.
Let's say Andrea.
Let's say Andrea. Okay. Love seeing that your friendship has lasted so many years. What is the best trip or / vacation that you have taken together?
Hmm.
We've actually never taken
a vacation
together.
We
talked about
to.
It
oh.
for years. In fact, just last week we were talking.
We were?
I'm not, yeah.
What were we
saying? I'm not going to Alaska for the record.
Alaska. Seems so off brand for you, Tori.
You look so cute.
She has this thing with Cabo. For years, she's been like, let's go to Cabo.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot this conversation, yeah. by the way.
And so she said it again last week. We were like, okay, let's take a vacation. We need a vacation together, just the two of us. And she said Cabo. I'm like, you and your Cabo. And she's like, fine. Let's go to Alaska for all I care. And then I was like, I think I didn't answer back.
I would love to go to either with you, by the way. I'm not
I would
picky.
Go anywhere with you.
Uh-huh. The best trip we've had? We've had a lot. We've had some fun trips. Like the one that comes to my mind was Israel. That yeah. was a wild
24 hours in Israel. Says no one ever.
No. That was a crazy trip. We went there for a job and it was last minute and we just jumped on a plane and went to Israel.
And literally jumped on a plane, 15-hour flight, two mm-hmm. flights to get there, 15 hours. Got there late at night, went straight to the hotel, slept, got picked up at 7 a.m. Didn't know which way was up. We were so jet lagged. Took us to a sound stage where we filmed a commercial for a big children's clothing brand. And it was a really cool shoot, but we were inside all day long. And then afterwards we went to the airport and flew home.
But wait, wow. Didn't we somehow carve out time to see a psychic? Remember?
Okay. So that is so crazy. So the psychic that I had gone to years ago, she's from Israel, and we had posted online, like, we're in Israel for 24 hours. I hadn't seen her in years, but she was always right on with everything she predicted. And she texted me and said, hey, it's her name, and I'm here in Israel. I would love to see you guys. And we were like, we're here for 24 hours. And I was like, Jen, you got to see this woman. So she came to the hotel right before we flew to the airport.
We made it happen. I don't have zero recollection of what she told me, which I guess you do. What was it? Oh, because yes, I wanted to have a baby. And she told me I was going to have another baby, right? Yeah. That bitch was wrong.
Yeah. And then just like a fortune, when you really want it to come true, she wrote it down on a piece of paper and I ate it for you.
Ew. So
I can make sure that the prediction came true.
Oh my God, I remember that. She ate the paper.
Yeah. And you're like, what are you doing? I was like, don't you know, like no, that whole thing, like when you get a fortune out of a fortune cookie, they always say, if it's a really good fortune, you eat it.
No one has ever said that.
Google it.
Not one person.
Is that not a thing,
you're supposed to write it down and burn it.
Or
when I was young, someone told me you're supposed to eat it. So whenever I'm in a Chinese restaurant and I get a good fortune,
they just wanted to see you eat the fortune. That's all.
Whatever.
And now you do it all the time.
I was willing to eat paper for you. There's a lot about our friendship.
It's true. It's true. Good question. Thanks, Andrea.
Oh my goodness.
Taking us down memory lane. It was fun. I love traveling with you. We have so many more adventures scheduled in the near future.
Here's the thing. She's a real fast walker, you guys.
I am.
And she walks fast.
Oh my
God.
You are slow, like a snail, people.
Like molasses, you guys.
And like with all her bags and like waddles around, like slow, slow, slow. I want to get it going. I want to get there, get it over with, get it done.
Remember when we got there and they said my bag was too heavy and we couldn't back it? And you're like,
the worst.
No, we cannot miss this flight.
Wait, because it's true.
Go to the gift store and get a bag.
We traveled alone this time, which is not, it doesn't really happen very often that people would just let us out in the world alone like that together. And we were checking in and the airport was so crowded and we were late for our flight and Miss Thing all her suitcases and they're overweight. And
for
like
24 hours.
For 24 hours? Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. So the lady was like, well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to take some things out. And she was like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I said, open it up, rip some shit out, go to the gift shop and get another bag. So she scuffles on over to the gift shop, buys the ugliest tote she could find.
It was a big black tote that said
Los Angeles. And it was like bedazzled with like
they
crystals.
They still sell those, by the way.
Yeah.
So she brings it over and I'm like, ugh, that bag. And then she's like, what? That's all they had. And so we stuffed like random shoes and underwear into that bag and made it happen.
Oh my God. She was on fire. You know her. She was like organizing. She was just like ripping the shit out of my bag. And she's like, let's go.
I just wanted to make the flight.
And then she runs. Yeah. She was always like so far ahead of me. I was like, can you at least pretend like we're together?
it's hard. You guys,
but at least
when you're walking,
you do that with your family too.
Yeah. When you're walking somewhere, it's hard to wait for someone that's not walking the same speed as you.
But don't you want to like talk and be together? And like,
you can talk when we get there. It's, you know, yeah.
It sounds like you're too fast and you're too slow. So you guys need to like meet in the middle.
Yeah. My husband has really long legs. So we've had to learn how to like, because his steps equal like two of mine. So usually I'm left behind, but he's had to like, we've had to figure out how to get our gait, you know, coordinated. So you and I need to get our gait coordinated.
Okay. Well, when we go to Cabo, please wait for me.
No, I'll try. I'll do my best. Just please don't overstuff your suitcase.
I'll take a carry-on and throw my one piece in it and we'll go.
Sure.
She's lying.
Yeah, totally.
Well, that's it, ladies. Those are the two questions.
Okay, so how about your favorite line? 90210, oh no, you didn't. Let's hear it. I've already told you a couple of my faves.
You did. Tori?
I don't remember the lines.
I have another one. You want me to give you another one?
There was one that stood out at the very beginning of the episode. And I wanted to ask you guys.
Steve Sanders says, here today, gone to Minnesota. Get it? Like gone tomorrow, but gone to Minnesota. That was funny.
I was trying to get it when he said it, and I really didn't.
It really takes a second. You got to let it. Yeah.
Oh, and, Cindy saying, did that SOB fire you?
Yeah, that was funny.
SOB.
So Brandon at the beginning of the episode says, people are getting axed right and left. Isn't it left and right, or does it not matter?
Ooh. You're right. You're right.
Wait, no, right and left. Right and left? That? Left or left right? And right? Wait, how do you think it's supposed to be?
I always say left and right.
People are getting axed left and right. People are getting axed right and left. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I think it's left and right. I think she's right.
I think it's dealer's choice.
Or maybe
choice.
There's no right answer, yeah. But it seemed weird when he said right and left.
Wow, that's very specific.
Well, that was mine.
Any fashion moments?
I appreciated Cindy's very deep V white blouse she was wearing at the goodbye party.
Whose?
Cindy Walsh was wearing like a white blouse with like a deep V that almost went down to like her belly button.
I feel like her outfits changed. Like, remember we were like, oh, she's sexy, like for her mom. And like she had the whole cool vibe going on with the blouses and the mom jeans. And this episode, I was kind of like, I don't know what your style. She felt more like mom. I loved Brandon's homage to the Lakers unintentionally with the yellow and purple.
Yeah.
And
I liked Dylan's spring suit when he was surfing and his little shoes, his little ocean shoes. So it would protect his little feet when he was out there not surfing.
Looks so cute.
Yeah, like little guy.
And
so
I said to my husband, I was like, you can see his abs through his wetsuit. And I guess that I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, he was just like a
trouble starter.
Well, I think that's it for this episode, my friends.
It was a fun one. I like talking about that episode. That was a lot of fun moments.
That's a wrap on season one, you guys.
Woo, woo. Woo.
Next up, our wrap party and season two, episode one, Beach Blanket Brandon.
Love it.
Can't wait.
See you at the wrap party.
Yeah, make sure you get your tickets on locationlive.com/90210.